Small Biz America.
This is Small Biz America with your host, David Wolf.
Small Biz America.
Hi, this is David Wolf. We've got a real treat for you. I recently had the privilege of sitting down with Vern Rayburn. He's the visionary and CEO behind Eclipse Aviation, which is basically changing the face of air travel as we know it. We've divided the interview into four segments. Here's segment four, our final segment with Vern Rayburn. Enjoy. How does the word get out about the product now? How does that happen? Is there a system for that? Or
yeah, they're sitting right here.
Other than guys like me and people that work with you.
That's actually not been one of our problems. This is a little bit a product that it's so seductive that it sells itself in word of mouth. And I'm never failed to be amazed as I travel around the world, which I do a lot. I could be walking down a street in Kuwait or in Paris or Tokyo or Sydney or Singapore, and if I have an Eclipse logoed shirt on or something like that, people will stop me. I actually get stopped quite literally everywhere I've been in the world. People ask me, what do you know about the Eclipse? I'll be sitting in an airport waiting for a flight, and people will come up and say, wow, that's really cool. I have a friend who has one of those or has bought one. And we have a level of brand awareness now that I find nothing short of staggering.
That's great.
Especially for a company that's at the stage that we're at. And so that's not one of our challenges. Our challenge is probably more communicating what the aircraft really is, because there's a lot of people out there who, let's see, how do I want to put this? They have a lot. They gain a lot if we fail, and so they spend a lot of time just lying about us. I guess I'll say it that way. I don't know how else to put it. I could say warping or
distorting.
But the reality is, there's a fair number of them out there that do just lie, and it's because, as with any disruptive product or disruptive technology or disruptive company. You force change,
right.
And there's a large percentage of people in the world, and there's an even larger percentage of companies in the world that don't like change. Change is painful. Change takes a lot of effort. Change can be very costly, and so they like things to stay the way they are. Now, there's enough of us weirdos that love change. We love ambiguity. We love, to stir things up.
Yeah.
And they're typically called entrepreneurs that, make this thing happen. And so our biggest challenge is really setting the record straight more often than not.
In closing, this is the big blue sky, oh, pardon the other pun. After this project, this particular manifestation of the vision, mm-hmm. what happens next? What does air travel look like 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line? Are we doing free flight navigation? Is it all point to point? Are we creating routes with air taxis as you described earlier? What does it look like?
Well, you have to take sort of specific points and describe it at those points. If you go out a long ways, say 20 or 30 years, I think we will be at that point starting to enter into an era of personal air vehicles. I mean, the Jetson model may actually start to happen. And to see that occur, you really have to extrapolate on advances in propulsion technology, strength of materials, mm-hmm. material systems, structures, things like that. We've got the control systems today because, in essence, today we have free intelligence, massive compute power for effectively nothing in terms of dollars.
Yeah.
So I think there is a, particularly when you look out a little bit and you blend some of the things that are going on in nanotechnology today in terms of changing material technology, you could see some really fascinating vehicles that could bring some of those cartoons we all saw back in the 60s and 70s and even the 30s and 40s in some ways, could start to bring some of that to life. I think on a much nearer term basis, say in the next 5 to 10 years, I think the biggest change that's going to occur is going to be that there's going to be a new level of transportation or new accessibility of transportation to a lot of America and a lot of the world that doesn't have to go to the large cities to travel from. if you want to, if you live in Chicago and you want to go to New York, or you live in Seattle and you want to go to San Francisco, or you live in Dallas and you want to go to Los Angeles, transportation is pretty darn good if you don't mind being treated like a criminal and herded like cattle and not having a real reliable process. But it's really efficient from a cost standpoint, and that's never going to change. The airlines will always be the most effective as measured by cost form of transportation on a per mile basis. Will it become a more pleasant experience than it currently is? No, it's only going to get worse. It is truly become the Greyhound bus of the 21st century. And anybody who has any illusions to the contrary, you should just dispel yourself of those illusions, because it's not going to change.
It's not going to get easier.
Absolutely not. But it will always be efficient. It will always be cheap. But the airlines also are going to become increasingly the service of last resort for major or mass transit, meaning if you need to go somewhere that the airlines don't go, and you know, there is this interesting, ironic situation that we're servicing fewer communities today as measured by airlines scheduled service than any point since World War II. And yet we have a really fundamental demographic shift going on in this nation that's really well established now, which is with the advent of communications, whether it's broadband internet, ubiquitous cell phone service, express package service, we're seeing increasingly people and companies choosing to live where they want to live and work where they want to work, not where they have to. And we're actually, for the first time since World War II, starting to see an outflow from the major urban areas, the major metropolitan areas, into not just the urban but the exurban and the rural areas. And so the nation's population is well established now and redistributing itself in a trend that is reversing, as I say, for the first time since World War II. And that means the need for transportation, and particularly rapid transportation, is actually increasing at a point in time when the airline's ability to deliver on that is decreasing. And so that's the new kind of transportation. So if you want to go from places, let's just pick a couple, like from Midland, Texas to Garden City, Kansas. Those are two really garden spots, no pun intended. Or you want to go from, say, Silver City, New Mexico to Williams, Arizona, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Today, that's like having a root canal to get those done. and it's going to take you pretty much all day just to go one way, because you will inevitably have to either fly into one of the major hubs and put up with all that, and then go down another hub, and then go down a spoke.
Yeah.
And the airline system today is highly optimized to get masses of people between masses of people. So if you want to go from Midland, Texas to Paris, France, it's a pretty darn good system.
Right.
But if you want to go from Midland, Texas to Odessa, Texas, it really does. It just sucks. And so as a result, that's the opportunity, is to establish a very, very ductile, flexible transportation system that will allow people to go to these kinds of places. And on an individual basis, there's not much demand, but on an aggregated basis, there's a huge amount of demand.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you know, our vision is pretty clear that in the next 5 to 10 years, a significant percentage, if not a vast majority, of the customers that we would see flying on the Eclipse 500 are people who are flying on the Eclipse 500 as opposed to driving. They're not coming out of airlines. They're not coming out of Southwest or American or United or Continental or any of those guys, because today they don't go there anyway. And if people do use airlines somewhere in that transportation mix, it's because there's this weird equation, which people are really good at figuring out actually, that says, well, if I have to drive an hour and a half and spend an hour at the airport and then fly 2 hours and then drive another hour and a half, that's better than driving 6 hours. But if you didn't have to drive 6 hours or spend 7 hours in some kind of mixed mode transportation system, and you could just fly there in an hour and a half, we think that's a pretty compelling value proposition. Mm. And so I think the near term of air transportation, near term as measured like in the next decade in the United States, actually pretty exciting. They'll continue to be the airlines. They will evolve further and further into pure mass transit, very, very cheap, and just mass transit.
It's commoditized.
It's highly commoditized, and there will be minimal differentiation. There'll be a lot of attempts at differentiation, but the reality is there'll be minimal differentiation.
Okay.
there will be a new layer of transportation, is how I think about it, which is, and it won't be cheap, and let's not fool ourselves here. This is going to be more expensive than driving, and it's going to be more expensive than flying. But if your time has any value associated with it whatsoever, more than about 10 cents an hour, it's probably going to be a very efficient form of transportation. And I think that's going to be a huge enabling change in how people travel. And then you get out 20 years in between sort of the Jetson idea and sort of what I've described in the next decade. That's where it actually gets really fuzzy, because there could be some really interesting things that happen in that period. So, we'll just have to wait and see.
There it is. Vern Rayburn, Eclipse Aviation. Thank you so much for your time this morning. America. You've been listening to our four-part series with Vern Rayburn, Entrepreneur of the Sky. Be sure to stay with Small Biz America for more with Vern Rayburn, the CEO and visionary behind Eclipse Aviation.